Harper Children's Audio presents Big Nate on a Roll by Lincoln Purse. Performed by Fred Berman. Chapter 1. I never really noticed before how boring the detention room is. I guess that's not exactly breaking news. Any room where the main activities are, 1, sitting quietly with your head on the desk, or 2, writing, "I will not make vulgar noises during Mary Ellen Papowski's flute performance" 100 times isn't exactly Thrillsville. By the way, I'm not here because I made vulgar noises during Mary Ellen Papowski's flute performance. That was last week. And it wasn't even on purpose.
And now, here's Mary Ellen with Flight of the Bumblebee.
Belch!
What I mean is, the room itself is boring. The only things on the wall are 2 signs. One says, "Quiet, please." And the other, just in case anybody's too dense to figure out sign number 1, says, "No talking." I'm not expecting them to have a TV in here or anything, but would it kill them to put up a couple of posters? Ooh! Posters! Mrs. Chirwicky? Mrs. Chirwicky!
Huh? Oh, what is it, Nate?
See how it took her a second to answer? She's all wrapped up in one of her cheesy romance novels. Welcome to the Mrs. Chirwicky Book Club!
Wowza!
Some recent selections: Acres of Passion by O. MacDonald, Love Overboard by Sue Nami, Irregular Heartbeat by Paul Pitation. Can I zip down to the art studio for a sec? She raises an eyebrow.
The art studio? What for?
To get some supplies. I'll crank out a few posters to jazz things up in here. Down goes the eyebrow.
Nate, she says, PS38 has no interest in jazzing up the detention room.
Exactly, I answer. That's why I'm volunteering to do it.
Sit down.
Okay, so much for that idea. Guess Mrs. C's in one of her no-nonsense moods. Sometimes she's a little more chatty, but that's usually when it's just her and me. Today, there are 3 other kids in here. Name: Seth Quincy. Why he's here: he got so mad at a bunch of kids for calling him Q-Tip, he totally snapped. Personally, I think it's kind of a cool nickname, but that's just me. Name: Lee Ann Pfister. Why she's here: she broke the rule that says you can't wear shirts or blouses that show off your belly button. Not only that, she has an Audi. Name: Chester Budrick. Why he's here: he wanted to trade lunches with Eric Fleury, but Eric said no. So Chester stuffed a hot dog up Eric's nose. Did I mention Chester is kind of a psycho? And then there's me. You probably want to know how I ended up here. Well, that makes 2 of us. It wasn't my fault. Not even close. It was pretty much all Artur's doing. And of course, I got detention while Artur, a.k.a. Mr. Lucky, got absolutely nothing. It's sort of a long story, but I guess I've got plenty of time, so I'll go ahead and tell it. Nate's Real Life Comics, starring me. Real drama, real action. It all started yesterday after school, when Mr. Rosa said,
"Ah, Nate, you're just the kid I'm looking for."
"I am?"
"I'm rounding up students to paint scenery for the school play. Can you help?"
"Sure."
"Follow me."
Obviously, Mr. Rosa chose me for my amazing art skills. But wait, not so fast.
"This part of the project is a 2-man job."
"A 2-man job? You and me?"
"No, I mean you and..."